Larry, we want to take a couple of minutes here today to visit with you about a recently released draft of proposed changes to Ohio Revised Code dealing with nutrient management. What's this all about?
Well, it's an outgrowth of the governor's. The governor had the directors of EPA, DNR, and Ag had an agricultural nutrient working group that met for approximately 6 to 9 months, released a report last March, so about a little over a year ago, and in that report they identified several recommendations, part of which are being implemented with this proposed legislation dealing with nutrient management. One part under Department of Agriculture focuses on essentially developing a nutrient applicator certification program, something similar to the restricted use pesticide applicator program. But basically, if you're going to be applying nutrients on more than 10 acres, you will have to have a certification. The second piece deals with Department of Natural Resources, and they are looking at developing a two-tiered watershed classification system. One level would be to identify what they're calling critical natural resource areas. The second would be watersheds in distress, similar to the process that was developed for Grand Lake St. Mary's.
Now, we mentioned that this is a draft of proposed changes. So what does that exactly mean?
Well, at this point, we're dealing with language that came out of LSC, Legislative Services Commission, and basically it's the beginning parts of getting formal legislative language in place. We're looking at what, as you mentioned, it's draft proposed language. The comment period was a 30-day comment period, so not a very long comment period to review and provide comments to the three agencies. My understanding is that they will utilize those comments, look at them, make modifications, and then once a sponsor for the bill will be identified, and then it will be introduced as a specific piece of draft legislation.
Larry, when you look at these proposed changes, are there some concerns?
Well, I think the biggest concern, and probably in terms of the overall package, is that there's a lack of clarity and certainty in some of the language. For example, the program that would be established to certify farmers to be able to apply nutrients, the details are all being left into a future rulemaking process. So we have some general concepts, but we don't know the details. The other piece gets into the same side over at Department of Natural Resources. There's a lot of terms and phrases that really aren't clarified that would be nice to know what exactly they're looking at or wanting to do in order to make a more better informed review and comment.
Were you anticipating something like this coming along?
We have heard that draft legislation was being developed. We knew that the items that were being proposed were recommendations in that director's Ag Nutrient Water Quality Task Force report. So the concepts we knew were out there, and there was some discussion that they were going to be combined into a legislation. We weren't sure exactly how or when something was going to come out. This draft legislation was released to everybody on the same day. The first time everyone saw it was on March 7th. And so from that standpoint, we didn't know what to expect until we all saw it.
When you took a look at it, do you think, did it take into consideration what farmers are already doing or have done to address some of these nutrient management issues?
Yes and no. From the standpoint of the director's working group, from the standpoint of the agricultural industry in Ohio, we've essentially have agreed to and have been promoting the concept of 4R nutrient stewardship. And that essentially is making sure that you have the 4 R's are the right place, the right time, the right form, and the right amount. Making sure that you have a nutrient management plan in place, soil testing it, and applying nutrients at times when they'll stay on the field, not just before a heavy rain, making sure that you're basing your fertility management on the crop production needs, things on that nature. Those are all things that farmers are doing right now, and it's all being done on a voluntary basis. So that concept is embedded in the proposed legislation. Where it gets into a different situation is that we move out of a voluntary into a mandatory mode, especially in areas that are identified as watersheds in distress.
This whole nutrient management arena has really pulled agriculture together here in the state. A lot of efforts being put to work.
Yes, it has. And as one of the prime example of the unity of the industry was a letter that Ohio Farm Bureau helped coordinate. We had 20 different agricultural organizations and groups in Ohio sign off on a letter to their membership, identifying the need or the desire to work towards addressing the water quality nutrient management issue in Ohio, promoting the 4R nutrient stewardship concepts, and again making sure that we do things hopefully in a voluntary manner.
You mentioned that we are in a comment period now, but it is ending later in first week of April, I believe. What's your hope as far as farmers around the state knowing that we're on a short time frame?
And we are on a short time frame on this. From an Ohio Farm Bureau standpoint, we've had several meetings with our membership, with farmers across this, from around the state, to try and get a feel for what their concerns would be with the pending legislation. We have information up on our website asking for comments. The comment period does end on Friday, April 5th, and so we have to make sure that we have everything in to the three agencies by the end of the day next Friday. Again, not a very long time, but hopefully we'll be able to get some good feedback. We have been receiving good comments and from the folks that we're talking to, so it's all been very, very productive.
But again, at the end of the comment period, we really don't know what the time frame is for any movement one way or another on this.
No, we don't have any specifics on it. Obviously, the folks down at the State House are concerned about this, getting the state budget in progress, and so that activity is taking place. So I would not be surprised to see any movement on this until after that gets finished up.
Is there anything else about the draft proposed changes that you'd like to mention?
Well, I think that there's lots of opportunities to take some of the concepts in there and move them forward. I think we have some agreement in principle on some of the issues. The mandatory and the extent that some of the mandatory requirements could be across Ohio are still of a concern for us.